Today's program was brought to you by Mood Magazine, a new international quarterly publication about music and food. For more information, visit moodmusicfood.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
We talk about food, we talk about music, with musical dudes, finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
All right, welcome to Snacky Tunes on a very special Thanksgiving edition. We normally don't do a Sunday show, but this year it is all about giving back and thanks, and we have a very special guest, our good buddy and fellow Kanye fan, Dale Talday. Welcome back to Snacky Tunes.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course, man. This entire show is dedicated to the benefit that you are doing at the Green Building on December 4th. With a grip. I can say a grip of chefs, right?
A grip.
I mean, you can say that, but you can't say that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never heard him utter the word a grip before. A grip.
I've said I would enjoy a grip of tacos, or if I could order a grip of ribs.
I like a gang. I mean, like if you West Coast, a hella amount of chefs.
Yeah.
Or like,
oh, I can't say hella.
Yo, no, you guys aren't SF. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Not from SF.
So for all those who don't know, Dale is the most known for the second place runner up on Iron Chef America.
Yes. Seeing as there's only two people there.
Yeah.
The second place runner up, and let me count it. Not one time, but two time. Sixth place winner. Sixth place chef on Top Chef.
It's really incredible.
Thank you.
But also executive chef at Thistle Hill, Pork Slope, the Eponymous, which I can never announce, Talday. And can we, have you announced it? You've announced the other project, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then also Talday and the JC, the Dirty Jers.
Yeah, Jersey City and Carino Provisions. I'll be the chef of the one of that in Jersey City also.
What was the name of that drink that you're telling me that's out in Jersey City? It's like a bucket full of slushy.
Oh, Oh, so good. Miami Vice.
Oh, my God.
It's so dope. We're in Asbury Park, and you know there's a Max Fish, like, installation there.
Yeah.
Like, last summer, there was a Max Fish there. And it was so dope. Like, I've never been to Asbury Park. I went with my business partner, Dave. His sister used to live there. She's since moved to Philly. But we're chilling at the Max Fish, and I'm just like, I've never seen this kind of mix of people. Like, real Jersey fist pump, a very large gay community, and just mad fam. And, like, not even, like, a demographic, like, black or white or Hispanic. It's just, like, all families there.
Yeah.
So we're chilling, and, like, we're in Max Fish, and it is, like, there's some real fist pumping music. And
it's like every four song a boss song. That's what I just kind of envision.
Yes, because they got to mix it up. Because one, you know, it'll be some like electronic dance music,
yeah.
And then it'll be like some, you know, Ricky Rose, little Rick Ross bumping, and then they'll do right into like Springsteen, and people will like just get up, you know. And then what's great is that demographic, everybody jumps up for the boss.
Of course. Well, we were at our cousin is from Jersey, and she got married this summer, and it was like very like. Jewish live band, everything. This it was like the same like bar mitzvah band playing.
Only modern song, Blurred Lines.
The only song that, which is like
went crazy and people just go nuts, people, lose
but they,
it.
But they played it third, which I thought was like
a
not
early.
Yeah, a little early
in the evening.
But but they closed with Born to Run, with the live band with like the revamp and like the breakdown, like
the
extended
oh,
and everything, and. It was kind of amazing because you're like, you think it's a joke, and then you play that in like a room full of people from Jersey, and it's like, it's not a joke.
Uh-uh.
It's not a joke.
This is not a game.
Yeah.
It's not a game. So I know that Talde is your like Patrick Swayze Roadhouse. Well, Talde Jason.
Pork Slope.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Which would be funny if that was your interpretation of like Roadhouse. Like, I actually haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
I
think he likes Asian American dumplings.
Yeah.
Are you going to do any dedication to the boss out in JC?
It's a little on the nose.
You know, I think I'm going to leave that up to the beverage department.
Oh, okay.
Because I think it translates a little better there. But in the Carino Provisions, actually, in our, you know, the Italian market and cafe, I think there's got to be some homages to the boss there.
Oh, there's got to be.
Has to be. Yeah.
I kind of think, like, Darkness on the Edge of Town is, like, a great name for, like, a Adios Motherfucker, but, like, updated and a little bit upscale. Just to be like,
that's like your Jersey iced tea. Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out to John Bush. If you're alive, I know that NoFX was in town last night, so he still might be up playing Jenga.
Yeah, that fool. He's supposed to be here with me, but I'm pretty sure. I didn't even bother.
You didn't
him.
Even try. No. Well, as soon as I saw him, like, offstage in the balcony, for like with NoFX, I was like, oh, I'll see him, like, on Wednesday.
Yeah, I saw him on Fat Mike's Instagram. Like, his pre-show picture was him dropping a deuce in the toilet. Like, that was his selfie. Like, me dropping a deuce. I was like, oh, that's what's up. It's going to be that kind of party.
It's going to be that kind of party.
Mashed potatoes going to come out, and then that's
oh
what's God. Up.
Oh, the stories. So, Dale, I know we have a good time a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think that's what makes this this work all the time. Is that every time we are, it is a good time.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the thing is, you know, I think, especially in the food and in the service world, you know, benefits tend to blur the lines of like a really good party.
Correct.
And I think it's important. I think, you know, sometimes you have to be serious. And I think that the typhoon in the Philippines was really rough. But you can't ask people to come out and sit through lectures and give money.
Sure,
it just doesn't work.
No. And you know, and more importantly, that's not your stees. That's not our stees.
Yeah.
You know, the Three Kings, you know, the group that we've created, me, John, and Dave. You know, we're the Fun Time Charlies. I think we're, you know, we tend to not take ourselves seriously, and I think sometimes it reflects with a little negatively sometimes, I think.
Yeah.
I think the perception is sometimes that these guys are just out to have a good time, and I'm not going to front. Most of the time, I am out to have a good time.
Right.
I am serious about what I do, but, you know, this benefit that we're doing December 4th at the Green Building, shouts to the Green Building giving us the space to do this. You know, it hits so close to home because, I mean, think about a year ago, Sandy.
Oh, yeah.
That was right out of everybody's doorstep. We saw a lot of great restaurants close. A lot of great restaurants that I'd been to. A lot of great friends lost jobs. Families that are literally 30 minutes away from here.
Yeah.
Just devastated. Community is devastated.
Still devastated.
Still, to this day. So for me, you know, it's – I don't have a long-term – I don't have a short-term memory. You know, like I'm still – remember. I can still remember that. Consumer when it happened. I mean, God, and, you know, knock on wood and God bless that nothing happened to us. But, you know, with the Filipino community and when this storm hit and to see the just absolute destruction, you know, it hit real close to home. My sous chef, Ardeen, he just heard from his aunt and his cousins 2 days ago. That's almost 2 weeks of not hearing from family members.
I mean, the thing about travesty and this type of stuff is that first 2 weeks, you're going to get a response. Like you'll get people who are going to give money, and then it just kind of fades, and then you don't hear about it or you don't actively search it out. So it's almost like holding off a little bit to regroup and let the initial wave of support come. Then to do something like this is really timely. And I think also, I mean, playing it like right after Thanksgiving, like people just went through a serious bout of gluttony. And actually Tuesday is like a national giving day. It started last year, but it's like a essentially it's like you had like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and now Tuesday is giving day. So this falls kind of right in line to being like, where do you support and how do I help?
Sure. And for me, it's like, you know, it's such a blessing to see, and you go home with to see your families that you guys did for the Thanksgiving holiday, and I certainly did. And just to think that, you know, Thanksgiving is an American holiday, but like you're with your family. There's people across the world right now in the Philippines and in these islands that they're trying to get some, you know, just trying to find some water, clean water, you know, food to eat for the day. They're trying to find if their family members are still alive. I mean, especially with this, you know, the Christmas holiday coming up and, you know, all the holidays coming up, it's like, hey, man, it I don't know. To some degree, what I think about a lot is that with the restaurants Taldi, you know, with all the restaurants, Pork Soap Taldi, Thistle Hill Tavern, you know, Roy Cho spoke about it. We aren't really feeding people who need food, right? The reality is that, like, if you're eating at my restaurants, you're blessed to be eating there. You know, and I think what the benefit's going to do is help people who really need some food and water and shelter and clothes on their back.
Now, you have personal connections to the Philippines, just, you know, I mean, your heritage, your family, you know, it's like, can you talk a little bit about that? Like, what?
Yeah, I mean, I called my parents immediately, you know, what the region of the Philippines that this hit is called the Visayans, and that's where my parents are from. So it's kind of like, it's not central, it's a little bit south of that. So, I mean, it equated to saying, like, I'm from the south or I'm from, you know, the southwest. This is the Visayans. It's like just below central Philippine islands. Leyte, Tacloban, my mom's place called from Iloilo, my dad's from a place called Negros Occidental. So these are all the islands that kind of were in the path of the storm. Obviously, Tacloban hit it hardest. So when I heard the Visayans, it kind of clicked in my head. I called my mom, like, hey, is anybody back home affected by this? And they said, you know what? For the most part, we have communication with our family, but there was my dad's side. We couldn't find an aunt for a while. And we were just praying and hoping that it wasn't the worst case scenario, because what we did realize is that, you know, one of the hardest parts about this is communication.
Right.
You know, it's hard enough to communicate with people in the Philippines right now. You know, time difference, there's constant brownouts. You got to think this is still a third world country. Still very much a third world country. So, you know, things like being able to pick up a phone, it's not easy to do. So, let alone after a devastation from a hurricane of this nature. So, we ended up finding my dad's sister probably like 5 days after the storm had hit. So that was the last piece of the puzzle that I got accounted for.
That's great. I mean, that's a huge relief.
Totally. I mean, you know, they come from a large family, so, you know, there's just a lot of people to account for when you have a large family like that.
Well, why don't we play a song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the benefit itself.
All right, we're going to play something from Illmind, who you're telling us a little bit that he's one of the producers involved.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about him, and we'll play one of the tracks.
He's a producer that I'd met probably about 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago. My roommates were in a band called, one of my roommates was in a band called Pacifics. And I think he blessed them with a track and came out to a show out in Chicago. And I met him there and was just like, oh, you know, Pinoy's were like, we're proud of, you know, we don't have a lot. We got Manny. Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Okay. Lea Salonga.
Which is huge, huge win.
Huge win.
Huge win.
But there's not a lot of us out there.
Do you think
there.
That, like, the, I mean, there was speculation that the Typhoon, like, fueled his win.
I mean, that and some dough. That dude's broke.
Yeah.
He needs really? To make some money.
How is he broke?
Like, have you seen his entourage?
No, I know.
He's got, like, a dude to clip his, you know, big toenail on his left foot. You know, a dude to cut his right toenail on his right foot.
But is he like, but I feel, is he just
a karaoke
like,
coach?
You know, is he like,
well, you gotta have the karaoke coach.
Yeah, for sure.
Is he
you
bringing people up though?
What's up?
Is he bringing people up though?
I mean,
like,
you
is
know,
that his thing? Like, he feels like a lot of pressure on his shoulders to support.
Sure. I mean, you know what? When you make some dough like he does, I'm sure you get a lot of friends and relatives and cousins coming out the woodwork.
So. A lot of cousins.
A lot of cousins. I'm your third cousin on your mom's side that you've never met.
Trudy? You know Trudy.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Except they got other names like Pinky.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to play Blackwater by Illmind here on Snacky Tunes, talking with Dale Talday about the Philippines benefit happening. Taste for the Fourth. I like that.
Yeah.
Four spelled out. Not spelled out.
No.
Quarterly magazine about music and food. For its creators, not many things can beat a good record and a delicious meal. Maybe a well-written story or a gorgeous photo. Well, that's all in Mood. The magazine looks at music and food in a cohesive and unique way, with a keen eye to design and high-quality writing. Its contributors are located around the globe, and the stories span accordingly. Check it out today at moodmusicfood.com. That's moodmusicfood.com.
This is some real crazy shit.
Yeah? What's some real crazy shit?
Oh, I have to teach a class tomorrow of 18 four-year-olds how to make mac and cheese.
No, come on.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm going to tell them that I'm like, I'm going to tell them my name is Jesus, and that I solely created mac and cheese, that I am the original creator of mac and cheese.
What's this for?
Shouts to my man Michael Principe. He's like the food and beverage director of
the
Dream
Hotel.
You
should tell them. But you should tell them that Talday is your Americanized name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And your Filipino name is Mick and Cheese.
Yeah. No, I'm going to have a big story about this. I'm going to, like, really, I mean, 4 years old. I'm going to try and convince these kids that I'm like.
So it's an hour, cooking class, 35-minute rant?
Yes, yeah. Probably,
of
yeah, yeah.
You don't need to even tell them. You don't even need to get all of them. If you can just get one.
Correct.
Till they were like 18. And then just be there when someone's like, "You're retarded. This is so
Yeah, I met the guy who really made mac and cheese. No, no, for real. He came in and he told us he made mac and cheese. He created it. So
he
I'm gonna try. I have to start coming up with the story today, but it's gonna be a good, like, really lavish.
You probably need like just a bottle of whiskey to come up with it. Yeah,
it's Sunday. Unicorns and stuff like that. This is then you put unicorn milk into the pot, and this is cheese made from.
Oh, you do it with corn milk?
Leprechauns.
Yeah.
Do you really do it with corn milk?
No, no. Unicorn milk.
Unicorn milk. got him.
Boom.
Boom. Boom.
So we have Chef Del Talde from Talde Facile Tavern, Pork Slope. And on December 4th, this Wednesday,
yes,
you'll be teaming up with The Green Building and Heaps, that's Australian, ooh, mounts of chefs.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our favorite people, Budokan, Dinosaur BBQ, Jeep D. Maharlika, Mylan, Meatball Shop, Pig and Cow, Pock Pock, Pines. This goes on. Roberta's. Shout out to Roberta's.
Yep. Thank you always. Guys for very much.
So talk to us. So what is this event? So look, we've been serious. It is really serious. But that doesn't mean the whole thing has to be serious.
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously it's we're trying to do this to support some people who have gone through some real real traumatic times the last, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But no, it's, December 4th, the Green Building. In the Gowanus. It's on the corner of Union and Bond. It's $125 a ticket. I know it's steep, but it is the season to give. I know people have been giving, but it's like, hey, $125, that's like a meal at that's a meal.
Yeah.
For some people that's going out once on a weekend. All the proceeds go to World Vision. It's from 7 to 10. We got some great you guys helping out with the music.
Mm-hmm. We'll be there.
My man Illmind. We got a bunch of chefs. And you know what? Like, for us, it wasn't about like, what are you serving? Let's just get together, get some, make some really good food, have some killer drinks, and party. And then we have a silent auction. Super cool. The NBA's come out and given us some stuff. It's really crazy. Out the woodworks, like.
Oh, wait, does Brooklyn have some extra tickets right now? But they're so hot.
For sure. I think we might have the actual cup that Jason Kidd actually dropped on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Autograph sign.
What?
Slipped.
That move.
So sweet.
So sweet.
But, it's only sweet if you don't get caught.
Yeah.
You could tell somebody about it.
Did it get caught?
Yeah.
$50,000 fine.
Yeah. You saw it in his mouth. He's like, hit me. He says it to Tyshawn Taylor. Dude walks by, he nudges him, and he drops his cup. It's like, come on, man. And then to come out, you know what? I guess it's better than like completely denying it. He was like, yo, Del Harris taught me that move. It's like, oh, it's a good move.
Okay. Jason Kidd, best caption I've seen. Coaching is harder than playing. Duh. Duh, Jason Kidd.
Really?
Yeah.
Question mark?
So it's going to be a good night. It's going to be 3 hours. Also open bar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, open bar, I mean, with the cost of the, $125, one, first of all, goes 100% to World Vision, who's giving 100% of the proceeds to.
After we take our money and our fee from our rider.
Oh, of course. Well, I mean, what was it? Like a pair of socks, two Red Bulls, and some Advils?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Cool.
Pretty much.
Cool. and some pizzas?
Yeah.
Afterwards?
Pizza.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm on that.
Yeah. And a grip of ribs.
Nice.
From Dinosaur.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, everything's going, all the proceeds going there, and it's, we're trying to make it a party. There's a silent auction. It's weird, like, Bravo TV, because of my affiliation with the show, they sent us a bunch of stuff. And, a lot of my friends who...
Andy Cohen's undershirts?
bikini underwear?
No.
Some of my friends are from other places, like Mike Isabella and some other TC, guys from Top Chef. They were able to donate some really cool, chef dinners, at chef's tables at the restaurants and stuff like that. So, even if, you're looking for gifts for people this holiday season, this might be a place, really good place to come.
Take them out.
Grab some out.
Make this an early Christmas or late
for
Hanukkah
sure.
gift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can we expect any Filipino food?
Yeah. I mean, we are doing, we're doing a lemongrass chicken with rice noodles. I'm sure, because a lot of the people who are involved from the other restaurants, are Filipinos in other restaurants. So, Taupan, The chef de cuisine at that restaurant is Filipino, so I think he's doing something Filipino. Pig and Cow, Leah Cohen, she's doing something Filipino. But yeah, we wanted to make it like not Filipino centric, just about like, hey, let's all get together. Especially when it was we didn't have a lot of time to put this together. Yeah. To be able to put something like this together, and like it was literally like a week and a half. We were just like, hey, anyone who can do this, we'd love to have you. So it's not, we weren't getting too particular on like food or what, as long as you make something tasty.
Yeah. I mean, I think for these times, it's just letting people kind of like give what they can and not being too, you can't judge people for it. It's like,
no way.
What can you do? And like anything is better than nothing. So it's like, you give us a gift certificate, you like sure. send us like a few bottles of booze, you like, you mm-hmm. give us some staff. Hell, you send us like napkins.
Volunteer. Yeah, exactly. Show up and bust some tables and, yeah. you know, like, it was really cool. It was one of our guys. One of the restaurants, Soto Casa, the owner hit me up on Twitter and was like, yo, what can I be involved? And he's literally bringing his mobile pizza truck to the entrance.
Oh, that's awesome.
And firing up pizzas and giving away slices. I was like, dude, that is so. And
that's awesome.
He hit me on Twitter and then he was riding his bike down Fifth Avenue right by Pork Slope and he's jumped right in and was like, hey, how can I help? I'm like, dude, just bring some pizza.
That's kind of the joy of all this stuff. Because, like, I mean, you do say it's like it is a lot of, like, you know, we do have really fun lives and we do a lot of partying, though. But when you see people really band together and stuff, you're like, oh, like, maybe things aren't as bleak as you sometimes kind of feel.
For sure. And, you know, if it restores that faith in humanity yeah. that, like, you know, people do care and people are willing to give and people aren't, you know, trying to shove you out of the way to get on the subway or, like, you know, push you out of the way to get first. It's like, yo, people are trying to give back. And
I mean, it's a certain empathy of like, also like, it's pretty indicative of the industry world, like of a thin line where like, you know, how many service friends do we have, or restaurateurs we have, you know, where like a bad day actually derails their entire life or mm-hmm. a year or something like that, when it's like, it's such a razor edge. And this is obviously on such a like huge, even like enormous scale, but it's not that hard to like sympathize for freelancers or mm-hmm. you know, people who are living paycheck to paycheck or shift to shift almost sometimes. It's like, who is like, fuck, if I ever got in this situation, I hope someone would help me out.
For sure. And you know, for us, it's like, you know, when Sandy hit, we were relatively unfazed by it. You know, nothing happened to the restaurant, thank God. And actually what came of that is that when Sandy hit, we actually ended up killing, like, no one could come in and out of the borough, so everyone was kind of stuck in Park Slope. And
oh, right.
Our restaurants did so well. And it was kind of like that, like, survivor's remorse of, like, restaurants, people's lives, people died, and people's lives were ruined. Restaurants, businesses went down, and we're sitting here, like, killing it.
Stacking.
We were, that was, like, the busiest 3 days. We cooked until there was no more food.
Right.
So for us to, a year later, you know, we went from like raking it in, and now it's like, now we have to give back yeah. because we you know, we did well on that. And I'm not saying that, you know, we're restaurateurs, man. Our margins are so small. We did well for that weekend. But we know that we have to give back during this kind of,
yeah. But I mean, it is because of those things that it's at these times you're in a position to
correct.
Do so.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people that I'm sure would want to participate that like financially or just can't do it because things are still in recovery, that like
mm-hmm.
it's this idea of like a universal, like, who can carry the weight at what time.
Sure.
And it's like, that's kind of thing. It's like, okay, you take this on, you have the resources to plan it and the connections and all the stuff, you know, and all the chefs and Bravo and everything to be able to carry the weight for the people that can't have it. So in the case of something, God forbid, if it happened to you guys, it would, you know, you would have that universal shift.
Yeah, and someone paid forward, yeah. just like we're trying to pay it forward for some yeah. other people.
Yeah. And shots.
Shots for sure. But I, you know, I'm trying to be good though for this event. I'm gonna try, you know, I figure, you know, as the host, can't get too,
no.
you never go to like Eric Repair's event and he's just like trashed.
No. Wait, what about all of our Barford blowouts?
Those yeah, but that's at the end.
Different.
Yeah, and at the end.
That's different.
That's yeah. totally different.
People are paying, well, especially I'm part of it. They're like, oh, yo, a bar food blowout. I'm like, I'm the person with the bottle going, shots, let's go.
Oh, my God.
They're paying for it, and I'm dishing it out. But, like, I just think about these charity events for, like, Eric Repair does. And
oh,
like
so dapper.
Yeah.
But that's
smooth, the silk.
That's a tough guy to compare yourself against anything. I bet you that guy.
I'm not comparing at all myself to him. I'm just saying, like, when I go to his events, he's just like, together. And if he's doing a shot, it's like at the end.
Yeah.
I don't want to like. I don't want to be like 10 o'clock. Be like, yeah.
There's no ice luge.
No. Maybe back at Pork Slope when the event's done.
Oh my god.
You know. Well, I'll call right now after party at Pork Slope after this.
You heard it here first.
After party
for all 12 of you who are listening right now.
Yeah.
On after Sunday party afternoon. After party at Park Slope.
Wednesday, the 4th, after party. We'll be there tearing it up.
So we got a few minutes left. Let's talk about... Can we talk about JC?
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been hearing the rumors. We saw the post. And now you guys are crossing the river to that... It used to be a lot easier to hate on JC, but now I feel like... They're sort of getting a lot of the cool stuff like that New York has to offer, you guys included.
You know, for us, it really was an easy easy decision for going to Jersey City. I mean, the deal was right. deal was right, and when we went there, to be honest with you, it felt like Park Slope did when I first saw Park Slope. So it's like, hey, man, there's a need, and I think that's kind of what we do, our recipe for getting into spaces. It's like, does a community kind of want it and need it? Instead of like, this is a hot neighborhood, we can make a lot of money here.
By the way, I hate that term. Hot neighborhood falls in line with me with the same term as like a young creative. They're just like both cringeworthy stuff. But like, yeah. JC, I mean, is it looking for a neighborhood spot? Like, is it in need of that?
From the response, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to knock the restaurants. There's some great restaurants in Jersey City. You know what I think what's hard to manage there is the liquor license.
Really?
It's a pain to get a liquor license in Jersey City.
Why is that?
You got to buy them straight up, and there's a certain amount of liquor licenses available. And when they're all bought, there aren't any more until another place closes. You know what I mean? There's not like, oh, let me just go get a liquor license. It's like, no. You gotta wait until someone, and then you have to pay whatever they're asking price for it. There's no like negotiating it. It's like, this is what I want to pay. This is how much my liquor license.
Right.
Is.
It's like medallions or cabs.
Exactly. So, I think that scared people away from getting into Jersey City. Luckily, we were able to get a full liquor license. But no, there's some great restaurants out there, but I just don't think there's enough.
Yeah, I mean, is it a point? You know, like when you have early communities that are building, you're like, it's not even competition. You're just like, holy shit, like, please come. Like, yes. There's room for all of us. Please come.
I would love to give, and we tell all of our chef friends, like, hey, where are you looking next? Because come out with us, please, to Jersey City.
Yeah. We tried to come out with you.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it.
That's a grip.
That's a grip.
But I'm like.
When you're saying like half a super big one, you go, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jersey City, it's – I don't know. You start to see it as, like, just one of these extensions on New York, and then it stops being an extension, and then you go, we're just living in Jersey City. I mean, you guys are going to essentially not move out there, but you're going to be living out there.
I mean, yeah, when you open a restaurant of this size – because this is the largest restaurant we've ever done. So it's going to be 190 seats. Taldi's going to be 190 seats. The cafe is going to be, you know – Carino Provision is going to be 45. In the summer, it's going to be 90. So it's a big restaurant.
You guys doing events out there too?
Actually, next, I think, is it the 12th? We're doing, there's a kind of like a holiday bazaar that they're doing, which, you know, like some restaurants are doing, like just putting food out and, you know, and then other stores are just like offering a few goods for.
Is it going to be like on a tray with toothpicks, like that chicken you get in the mall?
Dude, oh, that'd be God. So. I'm dying to do bourbon chicken.
Can you please do bourbon chicken?
I'm trying to do bourbon chicken for Taldi.
Really?
And JC. Yeah.
That'd
bourbon
be amazing.
For real bourbon chicken.
That is like.
And you have to serve it with toothpicks.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
How else are you going to serve it?
Yeah, I don't, how else
I
you
don't know.
Gonna, yeah.
And I got to hire some Asian lady that just delivered the bourbon chicken.
Yeah. And then can you also hire like 3 12-year-old boys who walk by and be like, oh, what is this?
Yeah, like what's four this? Times. I haven't had this before.
What is this?
This is delicious.
Oh, my God.
Are those chicken thighs? I think I'll be back to
what cut is from bourbon chicken? Is it?
Oh, in the store, it was always chicken thighs. You knew it. It was like, what piece is this? Boneless chicken thighs.
It was always like that weird, like, Y-shaped, rounded chicken chunk.
For real. See, we got to bring that back. Yeah. That was my jam. Dude, bourbon chicken was my jam.
You know that you would get just people buying it on nostalgia.
For sure.
But you might have to put like a little photo next to it, just because people might not know that's called bourbon chicken. No.
There's
what if you just sent a woman around? Said, like it was like a
that'd be awesome.
That'd be amazing.
All right, bourbon chicken's up.
Yeah,
bourbon chicken. It would be me.
Yeah,
it would just be me for real. You and bourbon chicken, bourbon chicken, bourbon chicken, bourbon
that
chicken.
That would bourbon be. Chicken, bourbon chicken. You know, here's the thing. That's definitely a dish that you either know about or you've never heard of. And when people are like bourbon chicken, and if they know, they're like, oh yeah, I went to a mall when I was a kid, and people are like, I've never heard of that dish.
Yeah, why is it? What's it doing in an Asian restaurant?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bourbon chicken. Do you know what the
history? Aren't you hungry now? Don't you want that shit right now?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But I don't want to pay for it.
No, I just want like 4 samples of it. I'm good.
I mean, that's the thing is like I've been trained to know that 4 bites of it, and I'm like I've had my fill.
Yeah, and then you start to get like your sugar level goes up. Like
I've definitely once or twice ordered a full platter of bourbon chicken.
Mistake.
It's so much. It's like it's literally like a pound of chicken.
Mistake. And like a pound of sugar. Like equal parts sugar
and chicken.
Chicken. And like probably one splash of bourbon.
Do you know the history over that dish is?
I don't know, but I want someone to like.
We could go. Yeah, I could go.
We could throw it to the internet.
The internet takes away all the fun of that stuff.
Yeah. Didn't the guys at Manchu Walk? Aren't they? Or didn't Panda Express?
Oh my god!
I'm pretty sure the same guy that invented mac and cheese is the same guy that invented bourbon chicken.
Oh my god! What if you're
in the same room then? Yeah. One in the same.
You should teach a class.
You've been busy. And you're quite young for your accomplishments. Yeah.
Actually, I'm not. I look like I'm 35, but I'm actually 142.
Oh, my God.
You should teach a class and be like, my grandfather invented bourbon chicken. And then have anyone try and challenge you and be like, no one knows where it came from.
Yeah.
It's like someone trying to prove that my cousin's not one of Jabberwockies. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
He's Filipino, right?
He could be. Well, he's one of your cousins, right?
He's one of my cousins.
Oh, then you're totally related.
See?
Yeah.
And he's Filipino. And he breakdances. Boom. Gotcha. Boom.
How are your breakdancing skills?
Very good. When I'm really, really drunk, I think at a Star Chef's party, like last year.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was in a like seersucker suit trying to breakdance. Oh, not a good look.
Peacocking? Just like around the room?
Yes.
Shirt cocking.
Totally. Like, yeah. It was bad. Like, there was pictures of it. There was pictures, and my like food runners and servers were like, Dale was really fucked up last night. Look at this picture. And it's just total not goodness.
Well, why don't we end it on that? What are the nuts and bolts, the details for Wednesday? Where can people buy tickets and all that stuff?
Eventbrite. It's called Taste for the Philippines.
The number 4.
Yes, Taste for the Philippines. Tickets are $125. You can still buy tickets now. 100% of the proceeds are going. Hit us up. It's from 7 to 10 at the Green Building.
Then after party at Pork Slope.
And after party at Pork Slope.
Great. What are you going to take us out with?
I don't know. How about Drake? How about Wu-Tang Forever?
Oh.
No? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Here we go. Thanks for listening to this very special edition of Snacky Tunes. Thanks for Joe for coming in. We're the only show today. Sorry, buddy. Sorry, you're the best.
Oh, it's so cool. Don't worry about it.
Okay, and next week is going to be awesome. We're having Kong from all the way from Phu Quoc, Vietnam, from Red Boat Fish Sauce.
For real?
Yeah.
I gotta get in here.
Dude, they're doing a 2-dinner series next Sunday at Nightingale 9, and then City Grit. Paul Key's going to be up in town.
Nice.
Shout out to Paul and Dina. We'll see if we can show you as good a time as you showed us last time. All right, here we go. Thanks for listening. Happy holidays. Peace and love and understanding and respect. That's a grip of plur.
Oh, my God. Right. Just play the song, please.
Okay, here we go.
I don't mean to let you down.
I gotta keep on running until my body's all but broken down. Gotta keep on running, running.
This program is powered by Simplecast.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.